Track 5, Flashback of the Week, and this is taken from the Best of British magazine. It's entitled Secret Sessions, and it's by Martin Clater, who has been hearing the clandestine voices and mystery musical skills behind some of our favourite songs. The high falsetto vocals lead in, and the song becomes instantly recognisable as one of the biggest-selling chart-toppers of 1974. Sugar Baby Love by the Rubettes stayed at number one for 4 weeks and became a worldwide hit. The story behind the recording reveals that not everything was quite straightforward. The uniquely distinctive lead voice belonged to Paul Da Vinci, not a member of the group, but a session singer hired by the writers. Session or demo musicians working behind the scenes have always been a crucial part of the music business. They're usually booked at low cost on a short-term basis for their exceptional talents. Appreciated within the industry, but rarely recognised by the public, these artists are often the unknown musicians behind countless hit records, advertising jingles, and film soundtracks. Valued for their professionalism and ability to perform at a high standard, virtually on demand, as recording backups or live performers, session musicians are often referred to as the backbone of the music industry. Occasionally, one would get a lucky break and hit the big time. Who would have guessed that the backing on many 1960s hits came from jobbing demo artists such as Reg Dwight, now Sir Elton John, Rick Wakeman, and future Led Zeppelin stars Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones. Two musicians have been telling me about their successful careers as demo artists, particularly in the 60s and 70s. Paul Da Vinci starts by explaining how the Rubettes record came about and the bitterness it caused. I had been doing a lot of demos for Tony McCauley, a brilliant songwriter. I was asked by songwriters Wayne Bickerton and Tony Waddington to do the vocals on Sugar Baby Love with other demo musicians. At the recording session, Paul suggested that the vocals be changed to an octave higher, and 20 minutes later, the famous falsetto was on tape. The songwriters wanted Paul to become part of a new manufactured group. However, I had just signed a deal with Penny Farthing Records, says Paul, and said no. He was then shocked to see the song being performed on Top of the Pops by the Rubettes, with the lead singer miming to Paul's voice. Only the drummer featured in the original. It turned into a nasty situation, comments Paul, and it took an out-of-court settlement to settle the matter. Paul's career as a session singer had started in his teens in the late 1960s. Leaving school, he got a job working in the accounts department of a London shipping agency, but was also singing in a band, which caught the attention of Tony McCauley. Arriving home one day, his mother said there had been a phone call asking if Paul could do some work with the Gollies. With the slight confusion sorted, Paul turned out to try out as a session with star group The Hollies, who had just lost vocalist Graham Nash. The session went very well, says Paul, and led to further demos with the group, including singing the harmonies on Sorry Suzanne. From then on, Paul was in constant demand, appearing on singles and albums by a variety of artists, including Pickety Witch, Barry Blue, the song Do You Wanna Dance, Tom Jones, Ringo Starr, Justin Hayward, that was the song Forever Autumn, Jeff Wayne, a particular favourite to work with, Liquid Gold, Tight Fit, Back to the 60s Part 2, and David Essex. This was in addition to Top of the Pops appearances with Elton John and Justin Hayward, writing songs and singing on numerous advertising jingles. A solo record, Your Baby Ain't Your Baby Anymore, was a top 20 hit and was co-written by Paul. Subsequent West End songwriting, narrating and performing successes have meant that Paul's multi-talents are still constantly in demand several decades later. He is still touring with his own band as well as working on a variety of other musical projects. Talent is not the only requirement for a session musician to be in demand. Reliability and availability are essential. A missed appointment or a holiday might mean that your name slips down the list and others step in permanently. Legendary demo drummer Dougie Wright was certainly aware of this when his chance came in the early 1960s after he was approached by a session fixer. I became involved in session work, he says, because I played well, read music, was compatible with musicians, and punctual. hence my reputation developed. He's lost count of the top 20 and number one hits featuring his drumming, while the list of performers that he worked with seems endless. Early sessions with Adam Faith helped to establish Dougie's name. What Do You Want? Someone Else's Baby and Lonely Pup were just some of the songs featuring his drumming and storming up the charts for the singer. In constant demand, often working for several audition sessions in a day, Dougie's demo appearances were a significant factor on records that gained chart success for artists in the 60s and 70s. Some of the classics reached the very top, including The Walker Brothers' Make It Easy on Yourself, Edison Lighthouse's Love Grows, Where My Rosemary Goes, The Bay City Rollers' Bye Bye Baby, Peter and Gordon's World Without Love, Jackie Trent's Where Are You Now, My Love, Ken Dodd's Tears, Tina Charles' I Love to Love, Sandy Shaw's Long Live Love, and Chris Farlow's Out of Time. Like all demo musicians, Dougie knew that his role was unlikely to bring fame and fortune. We were expected to do our job as backing musicians, and those of us who are still left from that time have never received due acknowledgement or recognition. If we ever do, it may open a can of worms. We only socialised with the stars at the studio simply to get the best possible musical results for all concerned. His mention of two performers in particular shows that he could adapt to very different styles. I had a great deal of fun with the Wurzels playing on their surprise number one, Combine Harvester. Working with the Walker Brothers was demanding but rewarding. Drumming with Tom Jones, David Bowie and the Hollies, successes stacked up. Another very small sample of massive sellers included chart hits by Herman's Hermits, that was No Milk Today, Barry Ryan's Eloise, Hedgehopper's Anonymous, It's Good News Week, Vince Hill's Edelweiss, Jeff Beck's Hi Ho Silver Lining, Cilla Black's Step Inside Love, Petula Clark's I Know a Place, Sasha Distel's Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and Noel Harrison's Windmills of Your Mind. He also enjoyed regular work on the hugely popular Friday evening 60s television show Ready, Steady, Go, which Dougie remembers as a long recording day, but I'm glad I was invited to do it. So next time you're listening to one of your favourite records, there's a good chance that the song might owe some of its popularity to some unaccredited talents. Spotting them might be difficult, however, for as Dougie Wright says when recalling his time on Ready, Steady, Go, we were always in the background. What's new?